Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. What parsha are we talking about this week, Rabbi?
This week is the parsha of Truma, favorite parsha of rabbis because it deals with fundraising and the necessity for the Jewish people to be charitable. This is the only time in the history of the Jewish people, by the way, Elliot, that an appeal was made and it was oversubscribed and Moshe had to say, stop bringing, right? We can't use all the gold and silver. Ever since then, it's downhill all the way. We never quite reach our goals. But the wonderful thing about Truma is how to take the material and transform it into spiritual, which is really the basic idea of Judaism. Everything that we have in Judaism is to uplift the physical and give it a spiritual, not just a spiritual potential, but a spiritual actuality. So therefore, the Lord gave us a Torah that covers every aspect of life. It covers business, and it covers human sexuality, and it covers family, and it covers parenthood, and it covers how you deal with people, and it covers all the ritual factors in life. And on the entire life cycle, because the Torah came to transform, it's an alchemist, so to speak. It came to transform the physical into the spiritual. So here we're going to build this great Mishkan, this great temple. God can build it without us, right? He can drop it down from heaven, ready-made. What do you need architects for? What do you need Bezalel for? What do you need Olio for? What do you have to make an appeal for money? It's demeaning, right? It's not nice. Look at God is dropping bread every day in the desert, and he's giving them magic water from Miriam's well, and they've got a cloud of that dry cleans their clothes, so he can make the Mishkan too. He can drop it all down. But he doesn't want to do that because he wants us to build the Mishkan. That's man's task. Our task is to build this world. God made us partners, so to speak, in creation, partners in making this a better world. If God wanted to, God can do whatever he wants. He's omnipotent, he's omniscient. There's no limitation to God. But man, which is mankind, which is the ultimate creation, so to speak, the top of the pyramid, what are you going to do about it? So if I want to build a Mishkan, I want you to be my partner. I want you to bring gold and silver. I want you to lend your talents. I want to have the expert weavers weave the tapestry. I want to have the carpenters make sure that the beams fit correctly. I want the goldsmiths to be able to make the gold artifacts. I want you to make it. And you, by making it, will take something which is purely physical. Gold and silver and wood and cloth. And you'll transform it into a temple. You'll transform it into a Mishkan, into a tabernacle. You'll transform it into something holy and eternal. And that's the symbolism. And that symbolism has always remained with the Jewish people. And that really remains as the main message of Judaism and the main task of Judaism in life is to be able to deal with the physical in a way that it's spiritual as well. We don't have compartments. We're not supposed to be one Jew in the street and one Jew in the marketplace and one Jew in the synagogue and one Jew in the bedroom. We're the same person. We're not looking to be schizophrenic on these matters. And because of that, therefore, the Torah emphasizes over and over again, and the Torah does it through symbolism, because the only way that we can deal with it is through symbolism. So therefore, this parsha of Truma, next week's parsha of Tetzaveh, we'll also have Vayakel and Pekudei, all deal in a great deal of detail with the building of the Mishkan, because the Torah wants to emphasize to us that you're building the Mishkan. Every time you give a nickel to a poor man, every time you smile at someone, every time that you don't answer back when you think you've been rudely insulted, but rather you control yourself, every time you're a good person, you're building a Mishkan. God counts it, and that's really our task.
Thank you, Rabbi. You know, I remember back in New York on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, they used to make appeals during davening to sell the aliyot for the to be called up. And I always felt a bit uncomfortable during that time. And I think what you've just said today is actually the best answer that that anyone has ever given me as to why it might be appropriate handled with a certain amount
of... Right. If handled correctly, it is appropriate because it first of all gives an importance to Torah, gives importance to people, and it shows that, you know, if I'm willing to spend $1,000 to say, blessed be the name of God, and then I've taken the $1,000 and converted it into blessed be the name of God.
And how to make the material
spiritual.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Wein.
Thank you, Elliot.
About Parshat
See you
Truma.
Again.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.